special right now. In 4 minutes or less, we gonna crown all of them right now. My mama, your mama,
you,
your baby's mama's mama's mama. Wife,
you.
If you're near a woman right now, wherever you at, turn to him, say, you are appreciated.
I appreciate your smile.
Thank you.
And the number to take to carry and birth a child.
Thank you.
And the way you play dumb, even when we're living real bad.
Ooh, thank you.
And even as a single parent, mama, you still hold it down somehow.
Thank you, mama.
Make them ends meet somehow.
Thank you, mama.
I appreciate your strength.
Thank you.
How you never bite your lip.
Thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw. I am your host, Sylvia Blaylock. The call-in number is 319-527-6039. Press 1 if you'd like to hit the mic. Now, last month, we had a little kerfluffle. We did not have a show on the night we were going to have a feature. We postpone the feature on the last night of July, the last Monday of July. The feature had something else come up and could not make it. So we not only did not have our feature, we did not have Purple Sheets, which is the last Monday of the month. Now, fair is fair. So tonight, we invite you to exercise your purple pen, invite a friend, to dip into the sapiosexual pool if you dare. However, before we get into that, there's a little something I'd like to get off my chest. They say that when you find the real thing, that you can lean your back against it, that it's yours for the taking, that you can cast away your fears, the princess dreams, you know what I mean. But here's the thing. They're shooting babies back to school shopping at Walmart. They're shooting up brothers and sisters at the club on a hot Saturday night. They're shooting up families at the goddamn garlic festival. So here's the thing. I'm going to need you to fuck me like it's the end of the world, or teach me how to shoot a gun and defend myself, or read to me something that can take my mind away. Just make it feel good. Make it feel good. Again, the number is 319-527-6039. Hi, who do I have on the line?
Poetry Lolly.
Hello, poet. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm well. I am sad and befuddled by the state of the world. But poetry always lifts me out.
Oh, that was a dope, dope piece. I really
That was not a piece. I actually just, this is my first freestyle straight off the dome.
Really?
I just let it out.
Very nice.
Thank
Very
you,
nice.
Sir.
Very nice.
Do you have a piece for me?
Yeah.
You have anything on your mind you'd like to get off your chest?
I was just blown away by that freestyle. I'm just going to vibe with you. How's that?
Thank you. Well, you know what? I'm going to shut my mouth and the mic is yours, sir.
I call this booty call hour. Forgive my understanding. My outstanding lust, but you're thinking all the right places. I apologize for being impatient, calling you in the middle of the night, blatantly, showing no hesitation. But I hope you know exactly what I want. Don't you dare front. Baby, I just want to warm those lonely sheets up. Set your hair appointment, darling. You're going to sweat out that weave. Sneak in the back door because I know your baby's all asleep. Let's share a midnight shower. Pretty please. Please, this Mendingo's power. That's why I'm calling you, doing booty call hours. Let's move some furniture. Create some body shapes. May I become your personal earthquake? Let's see how much batter is backed up in that thick-ass cake. Presently, my sex drive is on broil, not bake. Hope you can stand while I give and take. Don't turn me away. Looking thick as a Ruth Chris T-bone steak with those love handles to hold on to. Steady as we go all the way to ecstasy. Don't mistake me for the ones that hit and don't stay. Mama, you can get your groove back on the daily, drowning in your juices. Can you save me? I promise to learn all your secret spots that you're craving. For me to touch, swallow, and battle well. Baby. You're going to love some of Kim. Nibble on every dimple, caress every nipple. Pop that hungry cherry like a juicy pimple. Put a pillow up under your ass and blow it out like a heat-seeking missile. Relieve those veins in your temple. Let's soothe all that stress on your mental. Baby, tell me when you're busting nine. I like to count them out. Such a good stuff remind you when you don't pick up. Girl, that's good ding-a-ling. Why you gonna let the phone just ring? Get that man a healthy taste or what? Get some sleep on tomorrow's lunch break. No hate. To hell with the traditional early evening date. I'm calling you now, looking for some midweek cake. Oblige me tonight. I won't be a bother. Answer the phone. Doing booty call out. Baby.
Okay. And I sat down here without a fan, nothing. Just unprepared. That's what that was. See, I see you're going to heat up, steam up my headphones, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's what I do.
That's what I do. Well, mission accomplished, sir, because you definitely hit that. I am going to definitely snap on that and tell you that you never fail to just really get your tongue all in it. I so appreciate you.
Nice.
I am going to put you on the couch, but I invite you to stick around because I'm certainly going to want to hear more from that pen, okay?
Sure.
Awesome. Thank you for dropping through Poetry in the Raw, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.
Well, I can see we're going to heat up the evening. Always a good time. Let's see who we have on the line. Hi, thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw. Who do I have? Hi. Hey there.
Hey.
Clean the glasses, Sylvia. That's the trick to it. Hey, man.
Hey, what's up, baby?
You, sir, you.
How you doing?
You know what? I just did a freestyle. I'm like shouting you out, Gina Storm, because I am getting the courage to just do the shit. And it's actually just working rather well. How are you this fine evening, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. I mean, you know, loving the start of the show. The music selection was awesome.
You know, I love that artist. As an awesome segue, Raheem Devon. Got to see him at the Fox Oakland. Awesome performer, but he is also quite the humanitarian. I have put the link to his foundation in the event page. If you're on Facebook, I invite you to check him out, please. I think that the scholarships, the book funds, the way that he is bringing up other artists, and the way that he celebrates women is truly, it's something that we should all want to do when we get the opportunity to use our voices beyond our circle. He's a 3-time Grammy nominated artist. The song was Woman. Check out the event page. Back to the man of the moment. Hello, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, sir.
Hey, hey, what's up? What's up? How you feeling, baby?
You know, I'm glad you like the selection. What do you think of the freestyle?
The freestyle was awesome. Awesome. Maggie, definitely on point. Definitely on point. And it's definitely something we need to hear about right now, too.
You know, I think that on the one hand, Purple Sheets is a wonderful opportunity to really get into your sensual self and express it with your pen. But we are going through something in this country. And I've learned from your style of poetry and your style of storytelling that it is in these times that we really need to dig into where our pens lead us and do something. If I can't go take a gun out of somebody's hands, then let my words at least reach as many people as possible that are closer than me. Mm-hmm. And I take you and other poets as inspiration towards that. So I invite you to take over this mic, sir.
Will do.
The mic is yours.
Okay. This piece is called What Have I Done? She was ripe for the taking, mistakes being repeated, wasted time being conceited. She freed it up. She sped up the lead to the ladder, domain claimed, domain framed to paint a picture. So much clearer when you hear. So many schemes get near her, and it's she who calls. Fact-based taste, act with haste. That's just to say she knows what she wants, only to waste a moment and never own it. A wide-open door won't close until it slams shut. Abruptly, fuck me, I knew the answer. It wasn't cancer that torn us apart. What's taking the heart wasn't quite clear. Small degrees of separation, unfulfilled expectation. Told she won't wait anymore. The pain of knowing what I have done. So out of reach as she feels for the effort. There's no saving face. There's no mental escape scenario. How you carry your love is on you. Broken needle in an open groove. Smooth won't do. Ruthless moves don't soothe. Not without the purpose to exert the worthiness to simply love her. What have I done? Have I spun the political atmosphere to make me feel right inside? Self-righteous pride died on a table years ago. Not so deep inside, you fucking know. The absence of flow, the absence of go, intestinal fortitude. Dude, it's never been an attitude. Too late to realize you can't be a shadow of you. What's the matter in you? No weight. What's the matter with you? Where's the matter in you? No tissue issues, as a not-so-random manifestation appears. Too many years of knowledge. Experience, forget about it. When theory is the only query you have, can't get mad. Just exceptions of the lessons. Blessings, knowledge is power. How we assimilate the facts, well, that's just that. Everybody wants to feel good. You can't fuck her past, make love through her future. Whatever suits you, nah, dude. You can't prove passion and fashion, romancing on dimes, man. Mm-mm. Come correct with respect, especially in these times. It's my piece.
Your piece is so juicy. It is not erotic in that it wasn't sexual per se, though one could definitely make love to the implications of it. It's real timely with the song I opened with, though. You know, very, very well timed. I sure think that if more women heard words like that, more women would do these kind of shows. It's hard to get into that feeling when people don't get into the goods with you and you really address them here and address them not getting addressed. There's so many layers to this piece, man.
Well, like I say, you know, to repeat a line, you know, I'm going to do that myself. You know, you can't fuck her past. Make love to her future.
I want that as a tattoo. You know, I may have to put that as a damn Facebook post, but you can't fuck her past. You need to make love to her future. Did y'all hear the man? Did you? Goodness. Joe, I love the piece.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. Hey. Thank you.
Hey.
Thank you. There. just enough. I'm going to put you on the couch, but don't go far.
Cool.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
Absolutely, absolutely. Looking forward to hearing everybody.
Everybody, Joe the Rebel Mind Dancer. I would like to take a moment to say that losing your life to gun violence is not a new thing. I am hurt and sad that so many people are joining African Americans in the gun battles in the streets. It saddens me that rather than do better for Black people, it has gotten worse for everyone. My giddy up and go ain't giddy up and as much because I can't help but think of those things. And when I think of the fact that we can all get discouraged, I remember that those people were living their lives, minding their business, and someone went out into the world to put this feeling in me. Somebody went out and snuffed their lives out to put this feeling in me. And I don't say fuck that guy because I wouldn't give him the pleasure. I say not fuck that guy. May he rot in hell, and may all of the lives lost be put into us, and we live ours to the fullest in spite of these motherfuckers that want us not to. That said, the call-in number is 319-527-6039. Press 1 to get on queue. Hi, thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw. Who do I have on the line?
I be complicated passions sometimes.
Just sometimes? You're also like Dark
yeah.
Man Blues. You're like
and
that
Dark
other
Man
dude.
Blues, yeah. Yeah, you know, so all those things just starting to come out, you know, just even with what's going on and just really sad that happened. But it gives me a reflection of what I've been writing in the Dark Man Blues series. You know, I tell people to prepare because it has begun. It began for us a long time ago, but now it's starting to, you know, come out into the light like it's always been there. You know, and you can actually see it. You know, people want to be blind to it, but it's out there. You know, and then everybody sees it. So,
I think that is the point that we're all having to deal with right now, isn't it? It really seems to me that we've been talking about police violence and gun violence in our own areas, in various areas, and drive-bys and the like, and they've made movies about it, and they've talked about it, and just tried to build bigger walls around our neighborhoods so it didn't spill over into the quotey fingers good places, right?
Yeah.
And now, you know, for those sick people that think we're all saying, ha-ha, welcome to the club, it's more like, no, this was supposed to improve. It was not supposed to get worse.
Now
we can include some of everybody being shot at.
It was going to get worse. It was going to get worse. In fact, it will get worse before it gets better, just because I tell people, you see it in the movies. You see it, and the movies are a reflection of real life. And they've been showing you for years, this is about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And now it has, you know. So that's just them. I'm going to say them because we don't get down like that, you know. But yeah, tell people to protect yourselves at all times because you never know. You know, small city, big
yeah.
city. Anybody's city.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So, wow, it's like it's out there. That Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer with another dope line. I'm going to remember that. It's going to resonate as I'm writing more poetry.
You don't want to fuck her past. You want to make love to her future.
I'm telling you.
Look here.
But that is a real life moment, you know, when you, as far as relationships, when people want to know, well, who did you do in the past? No, this is the future. You know, like that song say, love in the future.
Yeah.
Leave the past behind. I'm moving on to the next adventure.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I think, you know what? While I have you on here, lovely listening audience, if you would make your way to uprisingradio.com, we have some amazing things going on because Sylvia Blaylock has put a little effort and work into putting our favorite poet, Complicated Passion, a.k.a. Samuel Rain Benjamin, a.k.a. this dude on the phone, on the site. His show is Tasting Poetry. We have not claimed a night yet, but when we do, we will be putting out the event page. We will be putting out the usual stuff. We will also be launching his own website where you will be able to buy his books, capture some artwork with his poetry on it. There is a lot to see and experience with this brother, and the if you can appreciate what Raheem Devon is doing in the name of love with his organization and his albums, think about what you are getting in on the very beginnings of with someone who is already established with his love poetry, 16 books. He has performed across the country and is not slowing down. He has been featured at Poetry Fest, and he is one of the newest hosts on the Queendom Network, Uprising Radio. I am so happy to be able to get his show finally off the ground because we wanted it perfect. I'm not going to front. I knew he was a perfectionist the day I met him, and then the day I met him in person. And so I knew it wasn't going to be like, oh, okay, we're just going to slap a show on here and it'll be great. No. The man practically handpicked the colors in the flyer for his show. And we've just got so much coming with you that it is all unfolding for you. And I'm very excited. Very excited.
So am I. It is definitely going to be an experience. And you need to capture every moment because, and then play it over again just because it's going to be that good.
Exactly that. So did you bring me a piece?
Yeah, I did. You know, I pulled something up and I was looking at this, you know, it's like, cause I'm learning some new poetry for, you know, the road. Cause I'm going to be back on the road again. And mm-hmm. I pulled up these pieces, and I think they flow together. So, and just to tell a little story, and I'm going to title it just like the movies. And so here it is. The script captured my hunger. Between the lines, my confession, living dark man blues, wanting her to be my every chapter, like in the movies. I tell her to always remember I will answer whenever she calls. The scenario, she is my one more night to love forever. The conversation gives into the reasons why I could never say no, adjusting everything I do to be with her. I'm going to plant this seed, read it until it grows. I'm going to nurture it with my soul. The life it gives to me, earth tones, I fingered her dreams. You see, love spoke my name like a confession. Gave me reason, saying, this is the way love goes. You, me, no outside distractions. Wrote me in a poem, said, we could get it on like the whispers, even if it's a sin, saying, you can ride in me, complicated passions.
So lyrical. I love it.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to be an ass. Read it again.
From the top.
Yeah, I said it. Read it again.
Okay. The script captured my hunger. Between these lines, my confession, living dark man blues, wanting her to be my every chapter, like in the movies. I tell her to always remember I will answer whenever she calls. The scenario, she is my one more night to love forever. The conversation gives into the reasons why I could never say no, adjusting everything I do to be with her. I'm going to plant this seed, read it until it grows. I'm going to nurture it with my soul. The life it gives to me, earth tones. I've hungered her dreams. You see, love spoke my name like a confession. Gave me reason, saying, this is the way love goes. You, me, no outside distraction. Wrote it in a poem, said, we could get it on, like the whispers, even if it's a sin, saying, you can ride me again. Complicated passions.
That was so sexy. You're usually so much more subtle. That was not subtle at all. That was some complicated passions, not so complicated. Let's do the thing.
I'm growing. You know, we all grow. That's what Tasting Poetry is all about. It's about pushing yourself, and because there's no end to what you can become. And that's
exactly
what I want to instill in writers, and just keep going. You know, you write something, and tomorrow's another day, and mm-hmm. you got to keep going. You know, I didn't write that in one day. That was over several weeks writing. In fact, I'm gonna let you in on something. That was four different poems I put together to tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that was.
Well, you definitely made the point felt on it, and I sure appreciate that share. I really do. What I'm going to do,
you.
Hey, no. Thank me later, because I had to repeat it. I'm going to take those snippets off the recorded show and see what I could do with it.
Have fun.
That, you know, you say that now, but when you get the videos and the audios, I will not be sued.
Okay.
I'll put you back on the couch.
It's all live.
Hey,
you
know, and it's all good. When the time comes to drop the show information, we have the website up. Go on to uprising-radio.com. We have darkmanblues.com. Is that correct?
Yes, darkmanblues.com.
And we have darkmanblues.com. That website should be going up within the next day or so. We're even going to have verbalmindancer.com going up within the next week or so. Big things are popping right now. Uprisingradio.com.
Yeah,
look,
indeed.
We ain't playing. I'm going to put you on the couch with hugs. But stay around. There's more to the show.
Thank you.
Everybody, complicated passion. Look here. We are fedangling. That's what happens. Purple Sheets brings out the best, and it also scares people. If you would like to get on the mic. Hey, mama. My cat says hello. If you would like to get on the mic and you're listening in online, we sure love the voyeurs, but hey, don't be scared. The call-in number is 319-527-6039. Press 1 to get into queue. What you heard just before was Complicated Passion, a.k.a. the author of Dark Man Blues. He will be hosting a show called Tasting Poetry. Check out the website uprising-radio.com for details as they are upcoming. Next caller. Hey, boo, hey. Thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw. Who do I have on the line?
Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
Mr. Automatic Charismatic, I'm well. How are you, sir? Viper in drive, all that good stuff.
Yes. I'm proud of your freestyle. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. One of my influencers. It takes courage to just say what comes out, just say what comes, and just have confidence and faith that it'll just keep coming. And it's
terrifying. You know who inspired me to be a better freestyle than both of
you? Who?
Charles Houston. My God.
Really?
He so, yeah, it's funny, dude. Well, you know, God rest his soul. But he was, he used to have talks, he used to conversate, you know, in the inbox. And, you know, first time I went to his show, we had Team Hungry, you know, just listening to him. Because I would never freestyle poetry. I had to write it. I had to write it out, you know. So if you're listening to him, he's just so relentless with it. Like, he just, you know, and I got inspired off that. I was always a big fan of his because he just, wherever he came out of his mouth, didn't matter. That's why I liked it.
Well, I consider him an influencer for me, having the courage to start even attempting bars. When I first came into the poetry community, I remember being very much everything had to rhyme and everything had to, like, iambic pentameter kind of situation. And he talked to me on the phone for, I think, an hour and talked me through what that actually means. And the mechanics around bars, literally, and multiple types of rhyme schemes within a piece. He said these things, and he said it, like, very fast because he knew I would pick it up. And by the end of the conversation, I could at least do a small thing. And it was just the start of me changing the way I saw poetry, just shifting it for cadence, because I never really thought of cadence so much as I thought of how it looked written. Not how it should sound spoken. And it was just an amazing and very fast thing. So I completely hear you. To be so funny, he is so real. They are on a 2-month hiatus that is just it feels like it's already been forever and it's only been 2 damn weeks. I missed him terribly. Wolf Hours. I would say Beast King was with Mouthpiece. When I was on, Blue Swag Show, and Beast King and Mouthpiece were the people who started talking to me about the way I did poetry. I know I referenced Mouthpiece, but it was Beast King who actually told me that I was holding back, and he was the first person. He inboxed me. I don't know who he was, and he really explained some things to me about how powerful you can be if you just have confidence that it's there. Just keep going.
Yes,
just
yes.
Right off the bag. Just a wonderful soul. Rest in power.
I want to give a shout out to Miss Tears Queen. She did a show where she had Sidani Monet and Beast King on the like Monday poetry. So God rest his soul. You know, man, God hears all the great Annie, you know, Anna Waddell, all the great, you know what I mean? Let us never forget them.
Hold me to it. I should put up a memorial page on the poetry site so that we could say our farewells and whatnot to our fallen greats. Thank you for the idea. Hit me up in the inbox. Don't let me forget.
You know, you're my good friend. One of my favorite people in poetry. You're one of my favorite people in poetry.
Thank you.
You're the jazz poet. I just think of jazz music when I think of you. The way you sing, sound
thank
like
you.
Jazz.
You know, I would like to say I am humbled and I appreciate you so much. I do. I think that this poetry is what's keeping me breathing. There are some things that I just don't know how I get through them without having this way to express myself. Because let me tell you, I've had many ways of expressing myself that were not as healthy. And this is by far the healthiest form of expression that I've chosen. I have talked enough. I'm shutting up, sir. The mic is yours.
Okay, free and me free. Let's all do some high freedom. Hi. This is one of my favorite poems by you. This freestyle is going to be called Master Flame. Are you ready? Okay.
Absolutely.
This is the world that we live in. Okay. This is the world that we live in. Okay. This is the world that we live in. Master Flame. This is the world that we live in. Master Flame. As I go through the light, as I change, rearrange my thoughts. As the process, keep drilling, keep going with that feeling. Many people have died, so people have cried. Everything that's described, nobody can lie. As I feel, this is so real. As every day when I'm trying to chill, people are dying out. This is no doubt. And I can tell the world what it's all about. This is massive flame. Every day with the life, this is all the change. And you realize what's evaporized. The reaction, making things happen. The disaster of a chapter. What we ask you when we come to have that peace. More love, peace, increase. We need that hate to die like a disease. The time is needed. No fatigue. May every day that we begin to believe, because we got the power. Power of the hour. Go ahead and clean up this life and sour. This is the life that we live in. Master Flame. This is the life that we live in. Master Flame. This is the life that we live in. Master Flame. This is the life that we live in. Master Flame. So, your life. Die. Now, might. Every day we can keep going with a fight. We have to go ahead and increase the peace. No need to ever kill anybody. We have to have that love. We have to go above praying that love is staying. More love as we start persuading. You see my eyes. No compromise. We be on the rise. We just hypnotize. You begin to feel this, that piece of real. Every day you know what is the deal. Look at El Paso. Many people die every day that you know the hate is not denied. We must stand up for love, stand up for justice. When these attacks keep on going, but every day with the love that we showing. This is like the piece of natural disaster. We got to keep going. We must be the master, like own the domain. Nothing can change unless we stand up, put the fight not in vain. We have gained. We have to keep going every day with the life that we summon, because this is the life that we live in. Yeah, this is the life that we live in. Yeah. This is the life that we live in, or this is the world that we live in. Master Flynn, this is the world that we live in. Master Flynn, this is the world that we live in. Master Flynn, world life, world life, world life, world life. Change, break off these things. Be so strong. We can keep going. We can't be wrong. I'm praying to God. I'm praying for peace. More is the love to increase. How can we ever be here? Keep it clear. Love to spread like the hemisphere. The time is now. The time is, we can't allow this hatred because it's like naked. We must be valid. So important. We live this day. Keep it real. No delay. Many people keep dying while in the grave. We got to have this love to bring to invade. This is the life that we live in. This is the world that we live in. Master Flame, this is the life that we live in. Okay. This is the world that we live in. Master Flame, can we live together in peace? Can we live together in peace? Use the mind, knowledge, decrease. We must together show love at least. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine. Think is in them all in by being God.
I think that there is something of the drumbeat to the call and response that you do, and the way in which when you repeat it in almost like 3 and 4 times, it becomes like a drumbeat to where the words themselves, first it's the words, and then they just kind of run into each other the way that mantras do. It's the way you said it and the tone that you said it in that would make that like a mantra. You know what I'm saying? I really found it. I like the way that you message like a drum, like a messenger. Like no one's going to forget that message because you just said it 9 times. You've like now just drilled it into someone's head. There is something about that style that is very old and very overlooked, and I like the way you do it. I would like to see how you could do ciphered messages in that style. You follow?
That's a challenge. All right. I'm on your face.
That is a challenge that I would like you to take, because I think there is the way that an acrostic would work, you would do real well in doing a piece.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? We're gonna talk about that because I do want to see what you can come up with.
You
have a very unique style, and I think that there is this time, our times call for every gift, and you have a very unique style, and the way that you create a mantra within a piece could be super useful for you. So I'm real curious to see what you come up with, and I'm glad you accepted my challenge.
I got a question. Can you give me a favor? My page, Larry, Mr. Auto, Charisma, separate. Can you write that page down on that one? Not to present it because I speak on racism. So every time I speak on racism, I end up getting suspended.
I'm not sure I understand what you just asked me. What did you say?
Oh, I have a, I don't know if you're friends from the Larry, Mr. Auto Charisma, separate.
I would say hell to the no because it sounds like a fake page. Are you telling me that really is you?
That is me.
Okay, how'd you get Larry Charisma and Automatic Charismatic? What the hell? You know what? Ooh.
It's all connected.
This is how Russians take over. If that's a real page, I will be happy to like it. I've seen it. I just didn't think it was. Like, come on. Your Automatic Charismatic and your Larry Charisma?
Yeah.
Okay.
Charisma separate.
No, it says Larry, Mr. Automatic Charismatic Shepherd.
Well, that one.
And there is a Larry Charisma. Is that also you?
Yeah, Larry.
Oh, good God! Auto Mac Diesel, Big Daddy Cowboy for life. Nope.
Yeah, I'm gonna send it to you. I'm gonna send you a friend.
I think I'm looking at it. Hold on. It says Auto Mac Diesel, Big Daddy Cowboys for life. Mr. Automatic Charismatic Poet. Let me tell you something. There are two Dallas Cowboy actual football players on your – come on. Come on. I'm from San Francisco 49er country. I cannot like this page. Come on.
You know, I'm a Cowboys fan.
I know, and I love you in spite of our differences.
Yeah. It's almost like you didn't get a relationship as a woman. You knew who I was before we could date me.
Ain't this man? You don't get off my phone. These blue stars and whatnot. I will like the page after I have really consulted my prayer beads about this. I will like the page, despite the cowboy thing.
Well,
but I'm
going to
put
a
big 49er helmet on your page.
If you, you know, if you go to Talk To and go to Viper Network,
yeah.
I got some shows that you can listen to.
Okay.
You go to Talk To.
Okay.
No. I'm funny.
I'm going to put you on the couch, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. I may or may not put the 49er helmet on your face, but, you know, we're just going to have to work that out when it comes up.
I tell you what,
thank you so much for being – okay. I'll look into that. But I do appreciate you consistently supporting my show and being so open to both challenges and feedback. I appreciate you for that because I just appreciate what you bring to the mic. I really do. I'm going to put you on the mic and wish
you
continued healing and you enjoy the rest of the show.
Oh, I'm out the hospital. I'm out the hospital.
I know.
Everything.
Continued healing. Continued healing. Absolutely. Hugging you right back. You be good. Enjoy the rest of the show. What?
You sing before night's over?
I will sing before the night is over. You are burning daylight.
See?
It's like you wait for me to say this. Why? People. See this. Enjoy the rest of the show, love. We are going to take a pause to talk about people who really like for me to torture them because they just like it. I'm not saying that Automatic Charismatic is one of those people, but he likes to be rushed off my phone and just burn daylight. He likes that because he likes me saying you're burning daylight and laughing about it. So I'm going to torture him. Let me see. I'm going to pull up a piece. No, I really don't want to do this to Automatic Charismatic. It's kind of a joke. But I am going to segue to doing a piece before we go to the next caller. The name of this piece is Suffer For Me. I was born in leather season. The buttery, soft creak and the hot, dry pitch. Scent of power, the unapologetic wearing of the flesh of another, the chemically treated stink of death and money, low tone groans. With my every move, my own body heat molds it to me like nothing else. Prince purple talons flash the letters off the keys, clawing words into being. Something wicked this way comes, and all the while visions of pain and the illusory crack of discipline stirs a beast within the beast wearing beast. Welcome to the feast. You know you want it, and still you fight me. You know how your resistance excites me. Lashes on your back as I get down like that. Bring you to your knees and proceed to tease. I know you want a taste and I hate to see a hard dick go to waste. Now I'm right up in your face with no need to chase. since you're tied up in front of me, I'm going to let you taste the kiss of fire on your back, red hot drips of candle wax, red lacquer nails giving you a good scratch. You like it like that. I got you harder than Chinese arithmetic, showing no shame as you beg to let you hit it. Not yet, my pet, but you got me good and wet. Very soon, I'm going to play you like a brand new clarinet. There's still a little more that I'm going to need to see. Come on, baby. I'm going to need you to suffer for me. And that's that piece. I love the fact that people think that piece is longer because that was the piece that I first freestyled on. And I added another, I think, 100 words to that piece every time I read it. It means something to me. And on to the next caller. Hi, thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw. Who do I have on the line?
Good evening, Sylvia. Storm in the building.
My inspiration. Hello. I'm all blushing. So I did a freestyle.
Look, hold on. I got a picture this morning that said, Gina Storm, she'll be there like I heard show on tonight. And I said, you know, she's been sending out the invites real late. So when I got it at 20 minutes till the show time, I was like, well, obviously there's a show. I don't know if there's a theme or not, but I know I'm going to go.
Well, I went in night before last and put in all the shows on Blog Talk for the next 6 weeks so that they would already be up. I'm going to add the event pages to go with those shows tonight. And they will be up on the website weeks in advance, so everyone will know that there will be a show every night, every Monday in August. And I think I'm more confident now that the shows, I'm good. Everything's going to work out fine. And so I can build the shows out for the rest of the year and start putting in where my features are. I'm pretty excited. I'm giving myself heart palpitations, but once I got Complicated Passion up on the website, this is real. It is now officially a network. Let's do it.
Look, I'm happy and proud.
Look.
Mommy,
meanwhile,
you guys want it.
You are someone like me who cut their hair very short. So yes, I know,
ma'am.
You can understand that when it got long enough for me to grab with my fingernails and then some.
Yeah, I got a mini show. I can almost make a ponytail.
I have extensions. Not only can I make a ponytail, I have extensions to my shoulders that I braided in myself. And I can tell you, when my hair, look, I'll send you a picture. Right now, I'm wearing my summer hair, and I put myself through a ritual to put it there myself and braid in curly braids myself in a way to both shift my image for me and
so one of my best friends in the whole world just rolled up on me and brought me two switches because I smoke marijuana every day. Three and a cigar because I told him I was gonna have a glass of wine. Wait,
and
what?
They said, no, alcohol's bad for you. Here, have some cannabis.
No. And look, it brought me a lemonade, too, with the straw. And I was thinking, oh, my goodness, I feel like a celebrity. And the only reason I hit his phone, because I'm thinking he'll get to me when he gets to me, but he just rolled through. And I told my mom, unless he's out of town or incarcerated, I got a friend that I know I can count on, like the first and 15th. And I can't say
there
that about
is.
A lot of people. And one of my friends who recently just passed away, and I was in my feelings. Like, I tell people this all the time. I love hard and deep, and I grieve with every fiber of my being. And I OCD'd our entire house, upstairs, downstairs, basement. I did the laundry, vacuumed both floors in the house, took out the trash and the recyclables, cleaned off a shelf, organized the linen closet. I mean, I did the most. And my mom said, see you in 3 days on Facebook. And I said, oh, no, ma'am, I'm not killing myself. I'm trying to survive. This is how I cope with death. Because he was from Memphis, Tennessee, and he was a fleet commander for Enterprise, Provincial. And Joe DeVore passed away suddenly last week. And it put me for a blind side because we used to video chat. And I'm going to tell you what happened on the day before the day that he was hospitalized and passed away. He sent me a message that said, I couldn't text you. I love you and you are on my mind. And I couldn't send you that generic text that people do when they just use the letters L-Y-U. I had to say the words, and you had to see my face when I say it. Jenny, I love you. You're always going to be my Jenny. And I'll always be your Joe, and I want you to know that. And I said, oh, Joe, I love you, 2 days later. But I was too late. I didn't realize that when I sent my message, he'd already passed away. So I was kicking myself. You're not getting back to him immediately, but my mom is scheduled to have foot surgery this Friday. So I've been obviously distracted by my responsibilities here in my household because everybody knows that I don't just live with my mom. I'm also her caretaker. And since she's become ill, I feel like it's my duty and obligation, but it's also my privilege. You understand the math on that?
Yes,
this is
I really do.
Taught me how to be a woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, I respect the person that she is because it's instrumental in the person that I've become. And all I ever wanted to be was her friend because you're not friends with the children when they're children. But I'll be 50 in December. And my mom texted me yesterday. She said, I want to thank you for everything that you do for me and the sacrifices that you made by moving home. And I wanted to let you know how much I love you, and I'm glad that you're my friend. And when she called me your friend, I cried like a baby because I feel like I've arrived because my mom now sees me as an equal. So that's why I came through tonight. I didn't even know what the theme was or what you wanted me to speak, but I needed you to know. This means the world to me. And so do you.
You have to know that you can spit whatever in the holy hell you want to. And that, I mean, let's be perfectly real. This is Gina Storm. I could sure tell you that the goddamn theme was a red balloon, and you might say red balloon in your piece, but we're going to get a college education before you're done. So educate me, ma'am.
Yeah. I got a piece because I've been through some shit today, and I need you to understand and appreciate where I'm coming from and what I'm doing because I'm like Erykah Badu. I am sensitive about my shit.
Sensitive about your shit.
I'm titling this piece, Respect Your Brand.
Mike is yours.
I'm not going to say these words out my mouth because I need you to understand and appreciate the fact that I cannot say this twice. I know one thing for certain and two things for sure. I'm Gina Storm for a reason. This is my calling. I'm not just walking and living in my season. I'm doing what I was supposed to do. This is the God-given gift that I was given, and I implore you that if you call yourself a poetess or a poet, if you're a freestyle artist like the previous artists before me, understand and appreciate one thing about me. I love myself and what I do, and I will not bring a watered-down, generic-ass product to you. I will not give you what I got up this morning with while my eyes were still cloudy and my vision was not clear when I wasn't caffeinated and I'm saying things that you do not want to hear. No, I'm going to give you the best of me every goddamn time I bless a mic because this is the gift that God gave me. I know that it is remiss for me to be both cussing and using the Lord in the same verse, but I need you to understand there's a reason why I had to curse. On this day, today, August 5th, 2019, I was challenged by a younger queen, and she said I was disrespectful and almost felt like I was bullying her on social media, and I felt like she was remiss because I needed her to understand and appreciate this. She said, a grammatically incorrect and misspelled post on Facebook that I shared because I thought she was playing and it was a joke. Unfortunately, she was serious, as cancer, as lupus, as death. And I needed to get some shit off my chest. I wanted her to understand and appreciate, hey,
I don't do anything for pretend or for play. When I come on the mic, I go all the goddamn way. When I'm spitting a piece live, when I'm on a mic on a show, when I'm writing a piece, I need you to understand in every word that I use and the way that I flow. I'm representing myself. Gina Storm is not my government name. I'm Regina Brooks, but Gina Storm is my brand. So if you are a rose that happens to be black and Sylvia Blaylock, who I think is amazing, is your mentor, then as her mentee, respect me and know that I would never do anything egregiously. I respect all queens and kings equally, but you're a poetess and you're going to use the excuse that I misspell words when you're communicating with me. I'm sorry, mommy. I will not allow your age to excuse the fact that you were not taking your responsibility seriously. So if I have to leave DSR and that's not my network all damn day, and I'm not welcome there on any Saturday night, then understand and appreciate this about me. I was epiphany and poet, P-O-E-T, people of extraordinary talent, when I first became Gina Storm. But one thing that I have to constantly make you understand, and I'm not trying to ring an alarm, is that I'm Gina Storm. I love me. I'm a wordsmith, and I do this because I want to be the very best, and I'm not pretending when I come on a microphone. I'm giving you everything I got while I'm standing barefoot outside my mother's home in peace.
I'm lighting a cigarette and thinking about what to say to this first. And I'm going to do the unpopular thing and say this. Gina Storm's call dropped. I didn't do that. I did not do that. Gina, if you are still listening, you can call back in because I'm going to comment on your piece. I'm just going to put it out there. You just called out DSR, a mentee of mine who could only be one person if they're on DSR. So you just came on my show and threw my mentee under the bus or gave her a hard, stern lesson on my show. So here's what I'm going to say to that. If there is one thing I am not going to tolerate on my show, it is the bringing of personal drama and calling people out on my show. Calling people out in your piece on my show. While it is freedom of speech, it is fucked up to call people out, particularly a mentee on the mentor show, if you follow my logic. So what I'm going to say to that is I do not know what the grievance is between those that you would wish to give this lesson to and you. But I will say this, that there is a far better way to express yourself than to do it like this. That's the first part. And here's the second part, because I think it's important. No, I'm not going to do that. There are a set of words I learned when I came to this community, and I can't tell you enough how much those words soothed me. You see, I was new to the mic and I really didn't know my way, but I had a lot to say. When they first said to me, respect the mic, I wasn't sure exactly what that meant. You see, mics and phones with fun was not where my time was spent. When I was on a phone, it was yes, sir, yes, ma'am, I'll get that right away. But when I came to Blog Talk Radio, I learned that I could play on the phone. And people were serious down to the bone. And now I feel a little alone because I believe that I am lost in a place that I found my way to. That Joe brought me to, brought me through. And I love you. What do I do when I stand in the growing turmoil in a community that I've come to love? Do I stand quiet? Do I hope y'all work it out? Psych! That's not what's going to happen. What is going to happen is this. I invite the two of you to call me one day and the three of us have a chat about how we can get through this in love a different way. And I say to you both, in deep love, Ashe. We are ending the show early tonight. I would like you all to think about what we are doing, what we are doing to our community, to ourselves. We can't think of a better way to communicate than what just happened. With love to the speaker, I say this, there is a better way. With love to my mentee, I can say this, there is a better way. There is a better way than this. And we're going to talk about this next week.
I'm searching for my salvation.
praying on, This is Poetry in the Raw, and I'm Sylvia Blaylock. You have a great night.